Hey everybody, and welcome to the online worship service here at Park Ridge Presbyterian Church. My name is Pastor Amanda, one of the pastors here, and I'm excited to welcome you to today's online worship service. I'm glad you found us online and decided to worship with us today. We're so grateful for our online ministry and the ways that it helps us stay connected. If you haven't yet subscribed to this YouTube channel, that's the best way to stay up to date on all of our weekly worship services. If you haven't found us on social media, we're at Park Ridge Presby on Instagram and Facebook. And if you haven't gone to our website to fill out the I'm New Here form or fill it out, the link is in the show notes. That's how we know that you're here with us on Sundays or whenever you are worshiping with us online. So take a next step today, subscribe, follow, or fill out that I'm New Here form so that our team can get you better connected to the ministries of our church that we think can make a difference for you. Today we're kicking off a new message series called Becoming Better Humans. And we're gonna be in this series for a while. So if you miss a week, you'll get caught up because we are talking about this through the rest of April until Memorial Day weekend. You might be thinking, well, right off the bat, this sounds like the message series we need about becoming better humans because there's reminders everywhere that we could all do better to be better neighbors with one another. We could treat each other better. We could all do a little better. And it might sound like that's self-explanatory, what it's gonna mean to be a better human, what it's gonna take. But I think what we'll discover over the next several weeks that we're having this conversation together is that there's a lot of different ideas and assumptions about what does it mean to be human? And what does it mean to become a better human? All of our ideas about this, they're shaped by all different kinds of voices. What you believe about what it means to become a better human, well, it's shaped by your own childhood, how you were parented, what school was like for you growing up, what your friends were like. What you believe about what it means to become a better human, well, it's shaped by what you watch on TV and the books that you read, what you listen to. It's shaped by famous people like celebrities and philanthropists and activists and athletes. Believe it or not, what you believe about what it means to become a better human is even shaped by things like skincare products and vitamin regimens and exercise routines that you think you need. Did you know that the global beauty industry generates over $500 billion every year? That's a lot of people buying into this idea that there is something out there that can make you better. The truth is, we have to fight through all of these voices and a lot of noise to get to the voice of God. And as followers of Jesus, if we're going to have a conversation about becoming better humans, we have to look to Scripture to hear what God has to say to us about what it means to be human and how to become better humans. The passage that we're going to ground ourselves in for this series, it comes from Galatians chapter 5. And it introduces us to this popular set of attributes known as the fruits of the Spirit. I'm going to set it up for you a little bit, and then we'll read that verse. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 24 is where you'll find the list of the fruits of the Spirit. So this is one of Paul's letters. He's writing to the church in Galatia, and there is conflict. Of course, all these letters come out of Paul trying to address something, some argument, some conflict, something that they misunderstand about what it means to follow Jesus. And Paul's big aim in this letter is to help the people that are new believers in Galatia understand their freedom in Christ, that they're not held to the standards of the Jewish law. That's not what makes them a part of the community of faith. There is freedom. There's freedom in Christ. Paul also sets up this contrast or this comparison between living by the Spirit and living by the flesh. Now, the flesh can be kind of co-opted to make it seem like who we are naturally isn't very good, and that our bodies aren't good, and that what we like and makes us happy isn't very good. And there's been a lot of work done to kind of like unpack and reframe some of that. And we're not gonna talk about that today, but that is part of the comparison that you hear earlier in Paul's letter between the Spirit and the flesh. Paul's encouraging us to live by the Spirit, to let the Spirit guide you. And he says that for live by the Spirit and do not gratify the desires of the flesh. Do you hear that kind of like negative language there about the flesh? For what the flesh desires is opposed to the Spirit. And what the Spirit desires is opposed to the flesh. For these are opposed to each other to prevent you from doing what you want. But if you're led by the Spirit, you're not subject to the law. By contrast, here we are in Galatians 5, starting in verse 22. By contrast, the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against such things. And those who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also be guided by the Spirit. So there's a lot going on there. But the two main ideas that Paul is wanting to get across to the Galatians, well, the first is that there is freedom from the law in Jesus Christ. This was a common tension in the Pauline letters because the Jewish believers and the Gentile converts were still trying to make sense of what it means that they were one in Christ. Galatians 3 famously says that there is no longer Jew or Greek, slave or free, but we are all one in Christ Jesus and all heirs of God's promise with Abraham. We are one. Before Jesus, they thought the best way to become a better human was to observe the Jewish law. And there were voices in the community speaking against Paul, saying that submitting to the law and doing things like getting adult males circumcised and observing Jewish food practices, food laws, that this is the way to show your faithfulness, your obedience to God, and to show that you're a part of the community. Paul argues that by submitting to the Holy Spirit and living by the Spirit, not the law, that we really become the people who God calls us to be. Then this second idea that Paul introduces is that the Spirit of God is actually at work in us, changing us. This is how we become better humans, that the Spirit of God lives in us and is at work in us. The fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Like a gardener planting seeds with expectant hope of what will come next, God plants in us seeds like that, like love, joy, peace, and patience. And throughout the course of our lives with God, these seeds, they take root. And they're nurtured by the power of the Holy Spirit. And shoots come up through the soil and leaves grow and little buds bloom into fruit. And that fruit, it's the visible, tangible evidence that God is real, that God is doing something, that God is at work in our lives. And that fruit, it will be, you'll know it's there in your life because it will be experienced by the people in your life. The first fruit that Paul talks about, the first fruit of the Spirit that Paul mentions is love, which makes perfect sense. Paul describes love as one of the core values of what it means to follow Jesus. God's unconditional love is the substance behind everything we do as Christians. It's what makes it count. It's what makes it matter, God's unconditional love. As Christians, if we are going to talk about what it means to become better humans, we have to start with love. Scripture says we love because God first loved us. This whole world, everything in it was created by love for love. It's the whole point. It's who God is. Last month, we had a Presbyterian women gathering here, and we did an activity where I asked the people who were there at the event to write on a rock with a paint marker one word that could sum up for them their relationship with God, one word to describe what their faith is like today. And people wrote words like community, acceptance, grace, and love. My kids, they spend a lot of time at church, as you can imagine, especially my older daughter who's in kindergarten. Every time she's off school or has an early dismissal or the occasional sick day, she is here around my office. And all of these supplies, these paint markers and these rocks were in my office for the last several weeks. And she asked me what they were. And so I told her, you know, I asked the grown-ups to write down a word about how God makes them feel. And she asked if she could make one too. And so she took a marker, her favorite color is pink, obviously, and she wrote on one side of the rock, she wrote, loved by God. And then she drew a star and a rainbow and a heart. And then she flipped it over and wrote, loved, loved, loved. It seems too simple, the way that we talk about what it means to love. Like our human language can't get close to describing what we mean when we say we love someone, what it means when we say we are loved by someone and loved by God. And our words, they do fail us. Of course they do. But then again, every time I see that rock in my kitchen, which is where it ended up, that says loved by God, it feels like this little bud, like this little fruit that is blooming, and it's evidence that there is something growing there that looks a whole lot like faith. Belief in a God that makes her feel loved, loved, loved. The good news is we have our whole lives to become better humans. That's what Paul means when he urges the church in Galatia to live by the Spirit and reminds them about the fruits of the Spirit. After saying yes to Jesus, we get to spend the rest of our lives trying to live more like Jesus. In our tradition, there are two big words, they're theological words, seminary words, to describe this belief, this understanding. The first is called justification, and it's what we celebrated last week on Easter Sunday. That because Jesus lived and died and rose again, we are justified. We are put right with God through God's saving act of love on the cross. Yes, it happened all of those years ago, but we still experience the results of the cross when we put our faith in Jesus. We are justified by faith once and for all. The next idea is called sanctification. And compared to justification, sanctification isn't a one and done. It's a lifelong process. It's the Holy Spirit at work in us, making us more like Christ. That's what it means for us to become better humans. It's to be more like Christ today than we were yesterday. Every one of these fruits of the Spirit that we mention that we'll be exploring more over the course of this series, they all take work. They take intentionality. We might all agree on the surface level that they're worthy attributes to pursue, but that doesn't make them easy. It doesn't mean we get it right all the time. We still struggle with sin. We're gonna mess up. We're gonna do the selfish thing or say the unkind word or lose our patience. And that's why we get to keep working at it. That's why we get to keep inviting the Holy Spirit to lead us and to guide us. That's why we keep reminding ourselves that this is what it means to become better humans. So we pursue love more intentionally and we practice acts of love more selflessly because that's what Jesus would do. And we try to live more like Jesus today than we did yesterday. Because we are in the process of becoming the kinds of humans that God calls us to be. Let's pray. Good and gracious God, we give you thanks for all of the ways that you are at work in this world, in and through us, and even despite us. God, we give you thanks for that gift of love, of your love shared to us, poured out for us, and your love reflected and demonstrated by the people in our lives. God, would you help us believe in that love and share that love more today than we did yesterday? We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.